promise of the Messiah, Jeremiah 33 and Mark. The prophet Jeremiah has declared to the people of God that even in their torment during the exile by the Babylonians, God has not forgotten his people and will raise up a king for the throne from the line of David. He also says the line of Levitical priests will continue. God has more than one way to save the people, and if it takes the branch of King David and the Levitical priests to save all of God's creation, God will do it. Who can say what God cannot do? The people of Judah are in just as much trouble as the children of Israel. The kings have been worshiping false gods and idols long enough, and God appears silent in his lack of protection for them. The horrible practices of the people were not only destroying the relationship with God, but they were also destroying the earth. Some say the exile was for the best in order to let the land rest and to give the people an opportunity to repent and turn back to God. All the people need to find their way back to the God of creation, and this is one way to begin. Jeremiah comes to them to let them know that God has not let them go, but will send a Messiah to bring all people to God. It is a promise for more than just Israel. It is a promise to all nations, and to the earth and sea and sky. God has a bigger picture of what his covenant with Abraham was. God comes to us with his promise of life. God, who shows his love by sending all people and us the Messiah and the law of God. It is in the law we see our sin, and in the grace of God we see his power of redemption. When the people of Judah and Israel turn to false gods and idols, it appears as if God has left them alone. God still loves them and will not leave them. God waits for the people to turn back. Today we could say, with all the trouble in our country, God has left us and is not with us. But might it be that we have turned to false gods and idols? Wealth and power, self-serving lifestyles, and hatred are the norm among the people, and there seems to be no place for God in our lives. We do not find relief in the choices we make, and yet we blame God for not listening to our plea. If we continue to worship the wrong gods and put our faith in our own righteousness, God will seem silent to us. God longs for creation to turn back to God. God seeks us, and God is trying to restore the relationship with all nations. God so loved the world that God came to us in the Messiah God promises to the people through the prophet Jeremiah. God's amazing grace saves us from our sinful lives. We are no different today than the people of God were to whom Jeremiah spoke. We turn from God to the false gods of today when we choose work and play over family, when we choose fame and fortune over love of our neighbor, when we look for ways that only help ourselves instead of seeking justice for the weak and the violated. These may be some of the ways we turn away from God, and yet God still waits for us. When we turn back to God, we will start loving our neighbor by lifting up the needs of those who are in need. It is when we put others' needs before our own that we truly show love for our God. God is waiting for us to realize we cannot do this on our own. The deeds of the faithless will not bring us the satisfaction we are seeking. God has come to us to open the gate of salvation and to welcome us back into God's open arms with joy, love, and peace. It is because of the grace of God that God, in Christ, gives us life. The gift of the open gate we call Jesus Christ that God opens to all creation includes you and me. Amen. Let us pray. God of the promised Messiah, as we wait for fulfillment of your promise, we watch, we listen, and we open our hearts for your word. show us signs of your presence, a light in the darkness, a voice in the silence, and a stirring up within us. Open your gate of salvation in our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen.